And straight in at the deep end with our first question, Neil Briscoe. Hello, Neil.
Hello, Chris.
What can we do for you?
Well, I've got a question about primary colours. If you were to ask me what they were, I would tell you red, green and blue. But I've had discussions with artists and they insist that the primary colours are red, blue and green. And I've heard this is something to do with pigments versus light, but I'm not quite sure how it works.
The primary colours of light are pretty much red, green and blue. And that's nothing to do with physics. It's all to do with biology. It's because in your eye, you've got three different types of cone, three different types of sensor, ones which absorb reddish light, ones which detect greenish light, and ones which detect bluish light. Light is actually an incredible mixture of an infinite number of different colours, but your eyes kind of approximate it to reddish, bluish and greenish. So if you mix red light and green light, you can actually confuse your eyes and make it look like it's yellow light. And so by mixing red, green and blue light, you can make any colour of the rainbow pretty much. It's actually slightly more complicated than that, but that's where these things. But if you're dealing with printing or paints, you're taking white light, which has got all the colours of the rainbow in it, and you're taking colours away. So if you've got red, green and blue shining down on a red piece of paper, all that comes back is red light, so you see red. Now, the primary colours from that isn't adding colours together, you're actually subtracting it, you're taking things away. So the primary colours are taking red away, which actually means turquoise colour or cyan, taking green away, which is basically purple, and taking blue away, which is actually yellow. So actually the primary colours of pigments are cyan, magenta, purple and yellow. Red, yellow and blue are not any kind of primary colours at all, and it's just primary school teachers trying to confuse you.
It's quite intriguing, isn't it? Because it is literally down to what is going on a surface in order to make a colour that you see. And so white light hits the surface, all the other wavelengths get absorbed apart from the one that you see coming back to you. Versus if I shine light at you, I'm making some coloured light that your eye is interpreting as the colour I shone at you.
Yeah, it's to do with how you're getting to those final colours which hit your eye.
Neil, are you more relaxed about that now?
Yes, I am. Thank you very much.
So your artist friends will be happy?
I think so.
That's good. Anything else we can do for you?